This is My First Ride, a podcast asking all sorts of questions about firsts, from innocent moments to adult events. You might want to bear that in mind if there are younger ears around.
So, this is a podcast asking all about the big firsts in our lives.
One guest, a whole lot of firsts, and some surprising answers.
And I remember my mom pulled down my pants in front of everyone and slapped my bare bum, and I was like...
Is that why you called your tan Bare by Vogue?
It's My First Ride with Laura and Emma!
It is our first episode, and what a way to start. This time, TV presenter, podcaster, businesswoman, she can do no wrong in our eyes, it's Vogue Williams.
I was saying to Laura there, my Zoom is making me look like I have a moustache. I don't actually have a moustache, I just need to tell you that now.
Oh my God, you do look a bit tashy.
Don't I?
Vogue, my very first question to kick it all off is your very first memory. What was it?
It all is based around being around the age of, I'd say I was six, and I remember cycling from Port Mardyk to Malahide with my dad, and he kept passing me out and I was going nuts because I wanted to be winning. And he was just doing it on purpose, and I thought that was really bloody mean, but it's kind of something that I'd probably do to my kids. I feel like it's all based around one summer of living in Port Mardyk. That's where all like my memories, my first memories are. So I must have been about 5 or 6. Is that kind of like, it's not very far back to remember. Don't remember anything before that.
I don't really remember a lot from, like, I have one memory of sitting on my granddad's. My granddad died when I was about 2 or 3. I have one memory of sitting on his lap. But other than that, I think everything's kind of like school time that I remember.
Yeah. My very first memory is right before that. And my uncle is only 4.5 years older than me. And he was obsessed with the turtles, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah. And he had a turtle tail that he brought with him everywhere. And he brought it over to my house. And I vomited all over it. And I was about, I'd say just preschool at the time, so maybe coming on 4. And I only remember it because I still have the towel and he's still annoyed about it. I'm like, get over it. You've 2 kids now and you're like 35 with a house. Like, relax.
35 with a house. Yeah. Spencer claims he remembers something from when he's 2. And I'm like, you just always have to try and go further. You don't remember anything from then. I remember my second birthday. Yeah, sure you do, Sven.
So what about your first day of school? Have you any memory from that?
My first day of school, I know the first school I remember going to was my first ever primary school. It was 2 doors up from me, and I used to go and queue outside because I am like a weirdo ever about being late, and it's obviously since then. I would go and queue up outside the school gate at 8:30 in the morning. I lived 2 doors away, and what? It wouldn't open till 10 to 9, and I'd stand there in the freezing cold just being like, when are you opening?
Eager beaver. Were you good in school?
No. Okay. I'd say probably before the age of 12 I was all right, and then it kind of went downhill from there. Got suspended a few times, detention.
What did you do?
I never got expelled.
They never go that far though. They always threaten with it.
They do. They do. My school, I remember 2 girls getting expelled from my school.
What did they do though?
What?
I can't remember, but they were like 2 years
set
older.
Fire to the school.
Yeah. Your first day at school, then you're queuing up at 8:30. Who was your very first friend?
My very first friend in school. God, that's terrible. I don't remember any of them.
Jesus. If they're listening now, they'd be like, oh, she's changed. She's pretending she doesn't know us now.
Did you move schools then, though, when you were...
Yeah, so then I moved school over to the Borough School in Sutton. But then all my friends from my secondary school, San Sabina, they're all still my friends now. So,
okay,
so
fair
I
enough.
Kept them ones. The rest of them, I don't remember them.
All right, then. Your first fight with a friend.
Well, I'm going to say my sister. I know she's my sister, but she's my best friend, actually. And we used to absolutely batter each other. Like, we really did. Like, we would just thump each other. And, like, it's probably, I would definitely beat her up now in a fight. We've actually spoken about it. But, yeah, we used to just have quite a lot of fights, but like, you're with somebody all the time. And we still would have kind of childish niggles. And Spencer's like, you two are like 35 and 37. Like, what's wrong with you? You can't be like that.
It's siblings, though. It never goes away, no matter how old you get. I'm just speaking on behalf of Empower here.
She is my best friend as well, but we kill each other still. And my friends are literally like, I love when Emma and Katie fight. They live like, some of my friends, if we're together, they'll say something. They'll just come in and they'll kind of like stir the pot a little bit and they'll wait for one of us to explode. Then they just sit back and they're like, this is amazing.
But it's really funny watching you do it, because sometimes one of you will be bored. I remember we were at a concert in the 3 Arena before, and I remember Katie just wanted to annoy Emma. So she just said something and she smiled, this really evil smile. And I just took a step back and the two of them were like, fuck you!
sibling fights are the best fights, though. I think you can just get away with loads more. It kind of toughens you up, though, as well. 100%. Because, like, imagine like fighting with one of your friends and giving them a dig or something. Like, you just wouldn't do it now. So it's only only family. I don't hit them anymore.
Got it.
I gave that up last year.
Do you remember the first time you got into trouble?
Ah, God, I was kind of always in trouble for swearing. And it's a word I would never, ever use. I wouldn't even use it now. I'm not even going to ask. It's P-R-I-C-K.
Okay.
And I said that when I remember being about, probably only about seven, and saying it at my front door in my old house. I'd obviously heard someone say it. And I said it and my mom was like, what did you say? And I said it again. And I just got so much trouble. I used to always get in trouble for stuff like that, though. Swearing was, but my dad used to swear a lot. And so obviously I picked everything up off him and I just didn't realise that I wasn't meant to be saying it.
I thought she was going to say the C word. Yeah, I thought that's what you were getting at.
Oh, that's the worst word. Yeah. Joanne uses that all the time. No, I think the P-R-I-C-K, and maybe that's why I won't say it now, because of when I got so much trouble when I was younger.
I can imagine you in a fight with somebody. Do you know what? You're nothing but a P-R-I-C-K.
Yeah, that's the worst word I know.
And what was the first time you consciously did something bold? Like, I know you obviously didn't realise at the time when you were saying P-R-I-C-K that it was a bad word to be actually spewing about the place. But the first time you kind of went, I know this is wrong, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Oh, I remember at my sister's birthday party. This is one of my first memories as well, actually. It's terrible. I'll never forget it, though, because she was having her birthday party. I can see we have a picture of that day of her birthday party. And I was obviously really jealous. And I got like a big stick or a plank of wood and I whacked her across the face with it. And I remember my mom pulled down my pants in front of everyone and slapped my bare bum. And I was like,
is that why you called your tan Bear by Vogue?
That was probably the worst time I got in trouble. Still to this day, it's the worst thing I've done.
Moving on from fighting to loving, who was your very first kiss?
Oh, God. Well, do you know what? There's this guy called Shane. I still know him now. And I'm like really close friends with his sister. That was actually my sister's friend at the time. And I remember they forced both of us to go into the bathroom and kiss each other. And they turned off the light and we weren't allowed back out until we did it. So it was very unromantic and like terrifying. Do you remember when you're younger and you'd be like, I don't want to. Please don't.
Shaking, like it's not okay. I don't think that ever goes away though with your first kiss with someone. You are nervous about it unless you're loaded. Then you're like,
you're
usually
locked by then.
did you fancy him though, or was it just a thing where they were like, I know what we're gonna do, we're gonna put you two together?
I mean, he wasn't a bad looking guy, but no, I didn't fancy him, and they kind of just forced it, I think, out of their own boredom, like, because we'd always be hanging out with each other, so they just like forced us to do it.
And how old were you then?
I'd say I was about 12.
Yeah, I was 12 for my first kiss. What were you?
Yeah,
11.
I had to be one better than you.
11's a good age.
Yeah. Plenty of life experience by then.
Yeah, but I think I still had a doll at 11. And then by 12, like, I just was kissing people and drinking. And like, it just changed like that.
Yeah. But it transitions right over. Like, I'm only saying 11 because I was 11 going into secondary school. So I was just that little bit younger.
Okay.
So it was kind of like the first couple of weeks of secondary school. And I was like a dog in heat because a couple of my friends had like kissed boys behind the prefabs in national school. And, you know, they were way cooler because they kissed in sixth class.
And you don't want to be a frigid going into first year.
No. Yeah. So I was like, get it done. So I was like, I had gone to the point where instead of getting the girls to be like, do you want to shift my friend? I was the girl being like, my friend wants to know if you want to shift me. Like, I mean... desperate shit altogether. My God,
do you remember
system?
Your friend going up asking people for you? Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Did you ever go to Wesley when you were younger, Vogue?
Yes, I did go. Oh my God, here's a story, because we have John in common. John's one of our pals, by the way, for anyone listening.
John
couldn't remember. I knew I had kissed someone in Wesley. And one day, like, because I've been friends with John since I've been like 18.
Yeah.
And like, honestly, one day it just clicked. I was like, oh my God, I kissed you and Wesley and you never, and he was like, yeah, I didn't want to say it because you've gone out with my best mate now. And I totally never knew, I never had put the two together. But yeah, no, I used to do very well in Wesley.
Like, it's gas because now everything's so PG. You can't be like, oh, did you do a slut race when you're out of your disco? Did you do XYZ? But that's exactly what it was at the time. But it was just the innocence of like, how many people can you kiss? Like, how many tongues can you get in your mouth and then walk out the door? It's sick now.
It's disgusting when you think about it, really, isn't
but
it?
But I even think it's disgusting to young ones now. Like, I think that they kind of be like, oh my God, you're sick.
Listen,
like,
I'm a single gal. I'd take anything right now. Times have been very tough over the last years.
Do you remember your very first boyfriend?
Oh, my very first proper boyfriend. He's still a good friend of mine, Al. So he was my first proper boyfriend. I think I was like 20 at the time. I'd had boyfriends before, yeah, but like nothing really like long lasting or everything. So I'd say he was my first proper one. And we were together nearly 6 years, I think.
Wow. Jesus, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's still a good friend of mine.
Oh, it's great to know that you're still on good terms. I'm not.
Yeah.
On good terms with my exes.
Well, not all of them, I'm not.
Like, we'll say no more. Yeah. We will say no more.
There is, though, I think I always feel like early on, like boyfriends, and I think it's always a training ground for everybody because you're trying to navigate what is this world of a relationship and what's going on. And then at the end of it, it's kind of like, thanks for your service. Yeah, I'm trained on to go to the next one.
It kind of is. But I feel like as well with certain relationships, like certainly with Al, like our lives are still intertwined a lot. Like he'd be one of John's best mates. John's getting a great mention.
Yeah, I know.
He'd be one of John's best mates and I'd be still quite friendly with John and I'm really friendly with all, like, they're like my core group of friends that I have in town. So like, yeah, I'd speak to all of them quite a lot. So I think with certain exes that you do stay in touch with, but certain people just aren't attached to everything in your life. So you're just not really, your paths don't cross. You never see each other and it's just the way it is.
Isn't it so weird the way you can go out with somebody for so long and you know absolutely everything about them and they're your best friend and you see each other every day and then you go like from being like stuck to each other's hips to just not knowing each other at all?
Yeah, you know, like, it's kind of mad.
It's so weird. And then you see them and you're like, hello.
I think like a purpose, like brain block or like amnesia or something when it comes to some relationships in my past that I just forget. Like, you know, I'm like, I think my brain saves me from myself and blocks it out. It's just like, I don't know that person. What are you talking about? You've been going out with them 4.5 years. I'm like, well,
yeah, Jesus.
That was a lot of noggins.
Naggins, I missed that word. I missed the Irish words.
I bought a shoulder about 2 weeks ago and I hadn't done that in ages because normally I'd have bottles in the house or whatever and I was going out and I was like, I'm going to buy a shoulder for myself. And do you remember when you progressed from a noggin up to a shoulder and
there
you just thought you were
no
the
need
shit
for either, like ever. You did never need, that progression never needed to happen.
Never.
But did. Vogue, do you remember your very first heartbreak?
Probably Al as well because he was my first boyfriend. So because we were together for like 6 years, so probably then, God, it's horrible to feel heartbroken, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not nice at all.
Yeah.
Who broke up with who? Did you break up with Al or did I break up with you? Or was it mutual?
I think I might have broke up with
Al. Never mutual.
No, I actually think I might have broken up with him. But it's not. I don't even think it's easy when you break up with someone as well. I got dumped before. I actually was heartbroken by somebody I wasn't even going out with. I was just seeing them for like 5 or 6 months and I got heartbroken from that.
That's nearly worse though because they still end it and you're kind of like, oh, why didn't I get out first or why didn't I get what I wanted from it, which was the relationship status or whatever it is. But I get what you're saying about being heartbroken from being the dumper. Like I sometimes feel like it's such an asshole.
It's the guilt. Yeah. It's the guilt that gets to you.
Yeah. I remember ringing my mother before breaking up with one of my boyfriends and she's like, you have to do it. Like you have to put him out of his misery. You've got to break up with him. And she's like, don't feel guilty when the weight is lifted off your shoulder. She's like, the worst part is going to be the actual physical breakup. When you walk away, you'll feel great. Go out, get yourself a drink, have a good night, and you'll be fine. I had the best night of my life. I had the best summer of my life. The guilt like came upon me, and then I was like, oh no, I'm over this now. This is great.
Yeah. Done.
I think the thing with where you were saying there, the heartbreak of when it ended with somebody who you weren't even going out with, you were kind of just seeing them for a few months, because I've had that once, and I think it's actually, you're almost grieving what it could have been. It's your own expectations that you have of them and what it's going to be. So it's probably not even the person. It's more like, oh God, I thought we were actually going to be boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah. Whenever anyone is going through a heartbreak or a breakup or anything like that, I'm like, oh God, because you as soon as you see how upset they are, it's like, it brings you back and you're like, oh, that feeling of just like, you're so upset. But like, literally the only thing that you can do when you break up with somebody is just wait and then eventually it gets better.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Or find someone else quick.
Yeah, well, that's what they say, the best way to get over one person is to get under another, so
that's true. Yes. Good advice.
Yeah. It's so crude, Emma.
So, but it is solid advice, you know, it's so true. Vogue, do you remember your first holiday? Now, it doesn't actually have to be your first boozy holiday as an adult. It could be your first holiday as a child or the first holiday that kind of made an impact.
First holiday. Oh, we used to go on loads of family holidays. I won't talk about them. They're boring. We went on our 6-year holiday to Chersonesus in Greece. And oh my God, we just battered ourselves. It was like, I remember eating spaghetti and ketchup. Like, that's all we had. We had no money. spending on booze, and like I lost my voice after the first week, and no one would talk to me, so I was like crying. No one could hear me at all, and I was like, "This is shit." And then we continued, yeah, for 2 weeks, just boozing and just having such a laugh. 6 year holidays, do they still happen?
I think they do. I think they go before their Leaving Cert results, because I went to Hersonis's as well, and I think it was like the day after Leaving Cert results or something. We went to Hersonis's, but I think now they go as soon as they finish their Leaving Cert. So yeah, we got like our college offers in Hersonis's. We were like in the pool. We were like, "Ooh!"
I'm glad I didn't get my results in Hersonis's. It would have been very upsetting.
Same. I would have 100% ruined my holiday. I've been crying for the rest of it.
See, I got. I had to do like a portfolio for my course because I did radio broadcasting, and I knew I got 600 out of 600 in my portfolio for that, so I knew I didn't really have to work for my Leaving Cert, so I didn't do too well, but I was like, I'm going to get my college course anyway.
Oh, fair.
Dream. You were clever.
Yeah. No, I wasn't really. If you'd seen my results, you wouldn't think I was.
Yeah, God.
Right, I mean, being away on holidays is one thing, but you're away from home a lot, but you've been back recently. How was it? Have you missed it?
Oh, I really miss it. And just being home the last time, the kids loved it, and like had like a proper Irish summer. We were down the beach, it was freezing. Theodore was getting out of the water, didn't care. Having a little picnic, and just, it's so nice just to be at home. And it's just like this, London's great. I love our place here and everything like that, but it's not, I think
it's not the same.
I think a lot of people after COVID are like, you don't really need to live in London. Yeah. So like, I think our kids going to school somewhere else would probably be nicer for them.
Do you think Spencer would move?
Not to Ireland, no, I don't think so. I know, he did love it now, in fairness. He loved it. He kind of turned into me when he was on the cliff walk. He's like, isn't this just amazing? Look how close this is to our house. It's amazing. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Let's move here. Let's move back and over.
Did you watch Made in Chelsea?
No, thank God. Well, like, I mean, I'd caught a few episodes, enough to know that he was an arsehole on the show. But like, there's loads of tweets. Somebody found tweets that I said about him. Like, I can't remember. Oh, shut up and stuff like this. Like, I was trolling him. I was a troll. I trolled him before. But no, I never watched it.
It's actually the start of the best relationships, though, when you troll them at the beginning, when they annoy you so much. And then next thing you find all those annoying qualities really endearing. And suddenly you're like, oh, my God, I love you.
Yeah. But you know, he's not really like that on the show, to be honest with you. So when I met him, I thought he was going to be an arsehole. And then he just is not like that at all.
But the show as well, it's like every other reality show. I mean, they play a persona and they play into, like, he was the villain on the show and he was set up to be that way, and that got him more airtime, and that's how it all worked. And I mean, I'm sure he enjoyed shit stirring in certain scenarios. Like, he probably got a kick out of that a bit. Like, and that's kind of fun, you know, when you step back and you can kind of go, this isn't actually really me. So you're definitely better off that you didn't watch it and you got to form your own opinion in the jump.
That's exactly it. When you
came back from Hersonis's and you moved out of home, can you remember the very first meal that you cooked for yourself?
I still love it to this day. It's pasta pesto. Oh my God, pasta pesto with creme fraiche and loads of parmesan, and that's what got me through uni. Like, that's all I ever ate. I love it. I still love it now. My kids love it. And it's just cheap as chips, unless there's a really expensive pesto around the corner that I sometimes treat myself to.
How expensive is expensive pesto?
Like £9 sterling.
Yeah. Sauce. I was thinking like 4 something or 3 something, isn't it?
Still,
that'd be my fancy pesto.
Yeah. Well, that's quite expensive too, but this one, I hate to say it, is actually the nicest pesto ever. And it
the
is.
Kids aren't getting that.
No way. They're on the Lloyd Gross, and that's all they're.
You can't start expensive days that early on in their days, and you're so screwed.
No, I gave Gigi fillet steak yesterday because I just had a bit from the barbecue. She spat it out. I was like, oh my God.
But fillet steak isn't interesting to anyone until you're an adult. Because especially like when you move out of home and stuff. I'll never forget moving out of home, moving into like my first apartment for college. And I was 17 and I was like, oh my God, I can eat McDonald's every day of the week. And no one's going to tell me I can't eat McDonald's every day of the week. So like, if someone offered me a fillet steak, I'm like, no, it's okay. I can get chicken nuggets up the road. They're 2 euro. Do you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't a delicacy for me. Whereas now I'm like, oh God, I'd love to be able to just go out for dinner. And I'm like scanning the menu, seeing like, what have I not eaten before?
Yeah. A fillet steak with pepper sauce and like real handmade chips, hand cut chips. Yeah. You just can't beat it. It's so good. My mouth's actually watering now. Vogue, do you remember the first time you got drunk?
First time I got drunk was with my friends. As I said, I had a doll till I was 11, and then at 12 we just went to secondary school and started drinking. And we got those what were they a liter and a half or something like that of Bulmers.
Oh, the goons.
And we all, Yeah, and yeah. We all like shared one and decided we got locked. And remember, we used to stand outside the offer and be like, "Will you go to the offer?"
Yeah.
Oh, I hated it and took so long to get someone to do it.
But you know what? I feel so guilty now when young ones are asking me because I'm like, no. And then I go in and I'm like, I used to be you. Yeah. Like, that was me at some point, but I can't do this for you.
Vogue, do you remember the first time you felt really sad?
I'd say probably when, not to be morbid, but probably when my dad got sick when I was quite young. But that would have been probably when I was 12. So it's things like that that kind of, that you remember being really sad about.
Yes, yeah.
Significant, or when your granny dies or something like that. I'm always fascinated when people are like, I'm going to see my granny. I'm like, you still have a granny?
Yeah,
I
do.
Parents.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm really good friends with my granny as well. She's 81 and she has 26 grandkids. She's got 11 kids. And Emma, she's flying it, isn't she?
Yeah,
she's
absolutely.
Like, no stopping
her. Sassy.
The woman takes no shit whatsoever. Like, mollycoddling is not in her DNA, which is why I think she's still kicking and screaming, because she just like doesn't pander to things.
Yeah,
like,
she's not giving up. She's like, I'm not letting them have me.
No. Like, I mean, it's absolutely gas. But like that, my granddad died 18 years ago. So like, she's been without her husband for 18 years. And I remember, like, that was the first time I felt really sad, because I was so close to him, because he was up and down to our house all the time, and it was so sudden that it was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
And at the time, because they're your grandparents, you're like, oh, they're old, this happens to everybody. But like, when I look now, I'm like, they were in their 60s, and like, I don't see that as being old now.
Yeah, because my parents are like 63 now, and I don't look at them and think that they're old.
No,
at all.
But your granny, even 81, I feel like that's not even that old anymore.
Yeah, no, it's yeah, I feel like
she's a few years in her left.
They should outlive us all, to be completely honest. Taking it away from that depressing question, when was the first time you ever felt ecstatically happy? Don't say your kids.
If she wants to say her kids, she can say her kids.
But I feel like, have you seen that clip that's going around on TikTok and stuff, where they ask Selena Gomez, like, what's the one thing in your life you couldn't live without? And they ask Kim Kardashian the same question. And Selena Gomez just goes, like, my family. And Kim Kardashian's just like, my KKW, like, lip liner, my Skims, and all this kind of stuff. What I'm saying is, like, don't feel pressure to, like, obviously your kids were a very important moment of your life.
That was an ecstatic moment.
Yeah.
It would have been my first ecstatic moment of my whole life. What would it have been? I don't know. There's been, to be honest with you, I'm a pretty happy person. So I have like mostly happy days and like lots of happy moments. And having kids obviously is incredibly, it's one of the best, it is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Meeting Spencer was great. Just, you know what though, like anytime I go back to Ireland and I meet up with all my friends, it's just like so excited and just happy, and we just have such a laugh. And that's probably when I'm at my happiest, just like surrounded by any of my friends and any of my family. And like, I'll be ecstatically happy when I go downstairs now soon and see Joanne in my gym. I'm very easily pleased.
It's my friend just moved back from Canada a few months ago, and she'd been living there for like 10 years, but we just had our first dinner a few weeks ago, and it was me, a few of my school girls and a few other girls who we've kind of, you know, we've all become one big group over the years, and we just laughed from start to finish. From the moment we sat down to the moment we left, we just laughed and laughed and laughed. And my friend was saying, you know, it's great when you're away, like you, I'm sure you probably can relate to this. It's great when you're away and you've got so many great friends and you have a great time with them and they're amazing, but there's nothing like getting home to your core group of friends and the friends who you grew up with, who know absolutely everything about you. There's no like laughter and there's no fun like that.
It's just the best. And I know exactly what you mean. Like, you just go and you're like, your tummy is sore from laughing. So that's kind of, they are the best moments, I think.
And the best
they're free.
Part, yeah, they are free. But the best part about it is you can, well, they're not. They cost a lot in boozy punches. But
I definitely spent a lot of money at that dinner.
Yeah. But you can never remember one solid thing you were laughing at. Like, that's what I find the best. It's the following day, it's like you can never remember what music was playing in a club because you were just having a good time. But you can never remember with your friends what was said. It is the best feeling. But I do think as well that all three of us here definitely are very lucky that we have a core group of friends to be able to like laugh with and have a good time. Like, my sister says that to me all the time, because definitely things are changing now because she's 11 years younger than me. And while she's got like friends, she always says, like, she's like, it's the one thing I'm really jealous about you. She's like, I know you're old and stuff, but like, your friends are like really nice. I'm like, you had to get a dig in there while you were doing it, didn't you?
I know you're old. Thank you.
But you've got great friends, Laura. You've got great friends. Vogue, we have one last question for you.
Okay.
Tell us about your first ride.
Oh, God, no. It's so unimaginable. Do you know what? I hate talking about sex. I'm such a prude. I am like a prude. I will tell you, it was when I just turned 18, I think. So kind of a good age.
Yeah, good age. Yeah, that works.
I don't know. Yeah. What age were you?
17.
Yeah, but like I've packed it all in now. I've been in a really serious relationship for 7 years and I'm like settled down and I'm like being granny at this point.
Well, try being like a single girl in a pandemic. It's even harder. At least you have it there beside you at night time. You can just...
You don't use it enough. This is a question that we always ask everybody when we put them on the spot. And it's actually really funny because some people have gone into detail about their very first car that they've driven and gone into like that's been their first ride.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then we've had people like go into like massive in-depth about who their first ride actually was. And we're like, oh God, that was too much information.
Oh my God. You know, I think it's always usually quite uneventful. And I think when you're that age, you're just kind of trying to get rid of it.
Yeah, if you haven't a clue what you're doing as well, you're like, is this right? Is it meant to feel like this?
Yeah.
How am I here?
What's happening?
Vogue, thank you so much for joining us on my first ride. We've absolutely loved chatting to you. We had
you
such
too,
a ball.
Girl.
Check us out on rte.ie/podcasts or wherever you listen to your favourite shows. And if you like us, give us an L subscribe.
And don't forget to rate our podcast, as long as it's 5 stars.
See you next time on My First Ride.